It's Steve Gruber Show. Born on this day back in 1941, the fabulous drummer of the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts, who sadly died 2 years ago, August 2021, at the age of 80. Charlie, just so professional, so in the pocket, such a fantastic drummer. There are not a lot of, like, standout Charlie tracks. He's just so solid behind the kit and plays exactly what the song needs. But there are two songs that stand out to me as being Charlie Watts highlights. One I'll play later, and this one, the first track on It's Only Rock and Roll, If You Can't Rock Me. Love those fills from Charlie on this one. Really a big jazz fan, Charlie Watts was. Even more so than rock. And the story goes, don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but his bandmates, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and others, after the show, would head out on the town for a little bit of party and fun. And Charlie, who was married very early in the Rolling Stones' career and stayed married through his life, would head back to the hotel room. And the story went that he was actually quite the artist as well, and he had paintings, drawings of virtually every hotel room he ever stayed in, because he'd head back to the hotel room after the show, do a little drawing, as opposed to head it out. Interesting guy, wonderful drummer, Charlie Watts, born on this day back in 1941. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Always fun to share a little bit of knowledge with you as we duck back into the music history. Birthdays, death days, number ones on this day, etc., as I fill in for Steve. Back here on Monday as well. Steve is in on Tuesday. William Wagner coming up in about 10 minutes or so on the program. Joe Biden fell yesterday, and he's okay. Took a dramatic spill while passing out diplomas to graduates at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Did not appear that he sustained any injuries, but gasps from the crowd followed Biden's fall. He turned and fell and came down on his hands and knees. He's 80 years old, as you know, the oldest president in U.S. history, running for re-election. Age will be a factor. He said that he tripped over a sandbag that was on the stage, but no visible limp, no problems. But not the first time that Biden's fallen while in the public spotlight. Biden fell when he tried to get off his bike in Delaware last summer. He also tripped speeding up the stairs to Air Force One, fractured his foot back in 2020 when he slipped and twisted an ankle while playing with one of his dogs. And, you know, if this were 50 years ago or so, a little less than that, SNL would have a field day. SNL's entire parody of Gerald Ford was based on him slipping up the stairs of Air Force One twice, both, I believe, rainy days, not falling over on stage handing out diplomas, not breaking a foot while playing with dogs, and they, of course, have not taken any kind of swipes on the clumsiness of our president, but that is to be expected from SNL these days. Governor Ron DeSantis, campaigning in Iowa, had a line about this last night on the president's fall. Quick one here. Governor Ron DeSantis cut one.
Now, he did see, I think a lot of people saw, he had a fall at this Air Force event. And, you know, I don't know if he sustained injuries, but I just want to say that we hope and wish Joe Biden a swift recovery from any injuries he may have sustained. But we also wish the United States of America a swift recovery from the injuries it has sustained because of Joe Biden and his policies.
Not bad. The governor also got a way overblown. We'll get to this later because I have the audio, a little bit of back and forth with a reporter who asked him, why aren't you taking questions from voters? Literally as DeSantis was taking questions from voters. It is the strangest thing. We'll play the audio, and I have some thoughts about that a little bit later on in today's program. President Trump, former President Trump, also out on the campaign trail yesterday, also taking questions from voters in Iowa. This question centered around school choice. Do you like school choice? Are you in favor of school choice? How do we expand school choice? But he also takes it a different direction in the answer as well. President Trump yesterday in Iowa, cut one.
Very big on school choice. Can you imagine we even have to talk about parental control and having parents, basically having parents get involved. We have school systems that don't even want to talk to the parents about their children. And you talk about changing gender and things where the child can make a choice and the child can be unbelievably young. The country has gone sick. It's gone sick. And I don't like the term woke because I hear woke, woke, woke. You know, it's like just a term that used half the people can't even define it. They don't know what it is. But you look at these things like women getting, you know, competed with, you know, men that were men and are men. And they're out there swimming and setting records. You see the records that are being broken? Records that lasted for 19 years are being broken by, you know, 30 seconds.
So from school choice to pivoting elsewhere. Of note there, I think, is the reaction to the term woke because two things. One is a little contrast with Governor DeSantis, who has said that Florida is where woke goes to die. A little cornerstone of his stump speeches. And Trump saying, I don't like the word woke. I don't like the word woke. Most people don't know what it means. So someone told the president, or maybe he read it himself. I don't want to cast aspersions, but there was a poll, not a poll, but a survey out a few months ago that the left seized upon and liberals really jumped on because it said, you know, you can't define what woke is. And there was this little back and forth on like The View and elsewhere. What does woke mean? You can't define what woke means. And so the president sort of jumping on, President Trump sort of jumping on that, I think, to create some separation, some contrast between himself and Ron DeSantis as this race begins in earnest. More later, I'll talk about that interaction between Governor DeSantis and the AP reporter on the campaign trail yesterday. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.